Thank you, Mr. President. Madam Secretary General, Excellencies, Ambassadors, Distinguished Delegates, Ladies and Gentlemen, we thank you, Madam Secretary General, for sharing an insightful remark on the vision of UNCTAD on the program plan and the performance in 2024. We thank you for your continued spirit and efforts to revitalize UNCTAD and substantiate the implementation of the Bridgetown Covenant we agreed last year. As the year 2024 will be the third year of the implementation of the four transformations envisaged in the Bridgetown Covenant, it is more important than ever. We can ensure UNCTAD's program can be directed not only to catalyze the implementation of the covenant, but also to reorient the direction towards tackling the evolving challenges that developing countries face in the midst of dealing with the pandemic, post-pandemic economic recovery, as well as the geopolitical challenges, including on topic of energy, finance, and food. Indonesia aligns itself to the statement delivered by G77 and China and the Asia-Pacific Group and wishes to further highlight the following priorities for UNCTAD to administer in its program plan for 2024. First, on transforming economies through diversification, Indonesia underscores the importance of UNCTAD to continue building the capacity of the developing countries in reaping the benefit of digital transformation and to enhance support for MSMEs in order to thrive in these unprecedented challenges of pandemic COVID-19, including on the topic of e-commerce, digital literacies, and data governance. We also welcome an enhanced role of UNCTAD with its newly refined branch, namely trading system, services, and creative economy. As the UNCTAD Creative Economy Outlook 2022 will be launched during the conduct of World Conference on Creative Economy 2022 in Bali from 7 to 8 of October 2022, we look forward to further assistance of UNCTAD and enhanced cooperation among member states and UNCTAD in catalyzing the partnership and enhancing capacity building in creative economy sector. Second, on transforming to a more sustainable and more resilient economy, we need to put emphasis on realizing a just energy transition for the developing countries. As the world is progressing towards a more sustainable mindset and behaviors in its development pathways, energy transitions play a key role for the climate mitigation. And Bridgetown Covenant can be clear on this. Transforming to a climate resilient will require the importance of capacity building and investment to support the developing countries. Third, in transforming how development is financed, Indonesia underscores the important works of UNCTAD in contributing to the closing of the investment gap in attaining SDGs by tackling five main constraints UNCTAD presented during the first G20 Trade Investment Industry Working Group, namely systematic international constraints, political and institutional barriers, regulatory barriers, economic financial barriers, and technical barriers. Fourth, on transforming multilateralism, it is indeed commendable to highlight UNCTAD's central role in the CRCG, Global Crisis Response Group on Food, Energy, and Finance, including the policy recommendation put forth that is in line with the Bridgetown Covenant. In the same light, initiative in creating thematic working group in certain key areas, including the taking stock of COVID-19 after 2 years, UNCTAD's G20 participation, integrating environment and climate change from a development perspective throughout UNCTAD. In this connection, we look forward to the integration of these works, of these working groups being reflected in the UNCTAD program in 2024 as well. As evaluation of UNCTAD activities and the independent external evaluation of UNCTAD Subprogram 1 will be presented during this working party, Indonesia is of a firm belief that this evaluation will continue to enhance the role of UNCTAD in delivering technical cooperation for developing countries, improving the research and consensus-building pillar. Last but not least, Indonesia stands ready to support and continue the work with the Member States and UNCTAD Secretariat in the implementation of the Bridgetown Covenant and contribute to the revitalization of the organization. I thank you, Chair.